T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time for us to talk with Mike Lombardi. He is sponsored by Town Fair Tire by Zuti. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by McFarlane Energy. Check out McFarlane's new customer oil delivery service at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Joining us live on the Harbor One Hotline is indeed Mike Lombardi. Hello, Mike.
Hello there. How are we doing?
We're doing great. It's just another week here in COVID land. That's all. You know, nothing
is the COVID Friday.
Hour by hour, day by day.
Nothing has really changed. So you tell me, Mike, what do you think Bill is dealing with right now? He tells the players last Friday, because of everything that's going on, we're not going to practice. And as you know, the one thing Bill loves the most is preparation and having a practice, especially when you're a couple days out from a game. And today he's got to do the same thing. So he may be going into a game Sunday with one practice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the world, I mean, you can't fight it. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, right? I mean, this is the new minute. This is the new reality. And what's going on is I don't know how, you know, it keeps creeping up. They had another, James Ferentz today came up. And so, you know, and so it's always challenging. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? And, you know, I think the one thing we're, Coach Belichick's really good at is adapting to change. So by adapting to change, you know, you just got to be able to stay on the day that you're here, control what you can control, and move forward.
You know, this is the worst thing to happen for NFL coaches, especially old school coaches like Bill. Because what I feel like, Mike, is we've been lied to, us NFL players. We've been lied to. It's been hammered into our head that we need reps, we need practice. That's the only way we're going to get better. Hell, I watched the Tennessee Titans, and I feel like I like their philosophy.
You sound like Allen Iverson.
I feel like they don't need to do anything. Mike, what the hell?
Practice. We're talking practice, man.
Yeah, we don't need it.
We're talking practice. Well, I mean, look, you know, I think you do, but, you know, let's face it. It looked a lot better the other day. I'm not going to lie to you. It looked a lot better. But, you know, I mean, for me, you know, I would prefer to have a little bit of practice. But I think eventually football is a game that requires practice. Plus, I think a lot of these injuries are because there is no practice. I don't think you can deny that. I think these injuries are because we didn't have an off season. I think these injuries are really problematic to us, and they make it hard for everybody to stay healthy.
Mike, I'm just curious, your overall on the NFL and the handle of it. You know, they move games around a lot. Do you think that week 18 is inevitable? Like, again, like Ferentz today, he's positive. Is it right to play on Sunday? Do you like pushing it to Tuesday? Just overall, in general, how they've handled it.
I don't know how else you can handle. I mean, you have to be adaptive to change. These things creep up. Guys are asymptomatic. I mean, Alabama's going to play a game, and their head coach is asymptomatic. I don't know what else to, you know, I don't know if there anybody has the right solution. These are one of those where nobody has the right answer. I mean, that's just a fact. Nobody has the right answer. We're all just searching for an answer, and I think we're trying to find one, but I think it's really hard.
Well, it's even going to get worse because you're getting into the flu season. We've already seen it with Odell Beckham Jr. and now Melvin Gordon. And if anybody's got the sniffles, you're going to have to send them home. Mike, you've been around NFL teams quite a bit over the years. You tell me, during the winter season, how many guys catch the flu or cold-like symptoms, and now you're going to send them all home?
They're not even going to get in the building. Forget about sending them home. They're not even coming into work. You're not even going to see them. Look, I mean, you know, I've been in that room with Coach Belichick. He lectures on the damn flu season. I mean, I think last year you know, last year when they went down, they took two planes down to Houston, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They took two planes down there, and, you know, and they lost that game, kind of turned their season. But that game was really lost because they had the flu. They had a bunch of players with the flu. They never really play well. Now, maybe they had COVID down there. Who knew? We didn't know COVID existed at that time. But the reality of it is that, you know, you're constantly worried about something from outside affecting your team's ability to perform at the highest level.
Do you like Tuesday football, or do you think it's here to stay?
I loved it. I loved it. I mean, look, yeah, it's the. I mean, I like Tuesday football. I like Tuesday football without having to watch Akron play Kent State.
Sure.
I like Tuesday NFL football, yeah.
Yeah, but it's –
I don't want to hurt the Mac, but I like any game better than Akron versus Kent or Toledo.
But as a general, I just feel like, you know, we were talking about it. It's that dead month. It's that dead day. Nothing's really going on. Not like I care about ratings as a fan, you know, now. But I just sit there and go, wow, they could really play this up. Because I feel like it's better than Thursday. And if you had a Tuesday game, you could actually, you know, make that coincide with your bye week. You play on Tuesday, bam, you go right into your bye week.
Yeah, I mean, it would be awesome if they did it. I think it's something the league's going to look into and take into consideration. There's no doubt.
Mike, I want to ask you about Le'Veon Bell in Kansas City. I always talk about work on your weaknesses, but sometimes you work on your strengths, and they bring another offensive player. But last couple of weeks, has that offense been exposed a little bit? I know a lot of people thinking that maybe they're relying on Patrick Mahomes a little bit too much, and does this make him that much better?
I think the last 2 weeks, their defense has really let them down. They haven't played as well as they typically did on defense. And then offensively, I mean, I think the offensive line hasn't played near to the level that we saw them play last year. I think that's – and with Assembly out now. When Assembly went out in that game against the Raiders, that game changed. The Raiders started to get more inside pressure. And I thought he was playing at a really high level for them. And I think that really affected them. So, yeah, I do think that, you know, their timing's a little bit off, but defensively – you know, they haven't been the same team that they were at the end of the year last year.
Mike, I want to ask you about the tight end position, because we're baffled as we look at the tight end position in the last couple of years since Gronk, got hurt. They really have had nothing at that position. It was a position in which a lot of their offense really went through. So they draft two young kids. I get it. You know, it was a weird offseason with the COVID and everything else. Maybe the kids are not up to speed or whatever. But they never really got a veteran. 3 weeks to the trading deadline. Possible that Bill does something and brings a veteran in. How can you continue to go with really nothing from that position?
They got to get somebody inside to help control the middle of the field. There's no doubt. I think the Eagles are certainly entertaining offers for Zach Ertz. You know, Kyle Rudolph up in Minnesota has been named, been bandied around. I think this is going to be a fascinating, fascinating trade deadline because there's so many teams that have no cap room going into next year. Let's just take a team like the Falcons, who are, according to overthecap.com, I just wrote this on the for The Athletic. They're like $25 million over the cap next year, and that's if the cap stays the same. I mean, they're literally going to have a liquidation sale in Atlanta at some point, if they're smart. I mean, their season's over with, right? I mean, what are we hanging on to some of these? We're going to have to get rid of these players in March of next year. Why don't we trade them for some assets? I think a lot of teams are going through that. Evan Ingram of the Giants, you know, he's on their cap next year for $6 million. The Giants right now are $20 million under the cap going into next year with the players that they have. Why wouldn't they try to get something for some of their good? They don't have a lot of good players. But there are guys out there, and I think there's a lot of teams sniffing around. I think it's going to be a really active free agent market, trade market. We saw Le'Veon Bell. How they couldn't have gotten something for Le'Veon Bell, I don't know. I mean, Buffalo was in it, Miami was in it, and then the Chiefs got him. I mean, you're telling me you couldn't have traded him to Buffalo for a seventh-round pick in 2021, and you take the $5 million of the contract and they pay $1 million? You could have easily done it. I don't understand it.
Hey, Mike, real quick, just as far as the rules – so if you had a guy like Le'Veon Bell, and can a team that trades for him eat some of the contract, the money part? They can.
Yeah, that can all be worked in the trade agreement. Okay. Yeah, you can. You can say, look, we're going to pay. It's like baseball, yeah. You know, and because here's the reality. If you cut him, you owe him $6 million, right? And so if he signs with another team, he's going to get a minimum deal. So what you're doing is you're circumventing you're basically putting him, you're getting an asset for eating the money because he's going to sign with somebody, right? Why would I pay you more than the minimum salary when all I'm doing is helping your former team? I'm helping the Jets. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pay you the minimum, and you're going to get your $6 million. You're going to get paid as if you were playing, and I don't have to pay a draft pick.
Hey, Mike, I just kind of realized that, you know, we haven't really talked to you since that game last week got canceled. So I wanted to go back because locally, there seems to be a lot of people that believe that the Patriots, it was 100% their call to cancel that game on Monday night. Almost to the point, like, they telling the league, we're not going to play. Like, did you hear anything about that? Do you believe that?
I've said this numerous times. I mean, the Patriots have no control over who plays. I mean, they don't when they play. They're told what to do. You know, they're told mm-hmm. what to do. And and Belichick decided not to bring in the team to the facility. They were able to do it. The league said they could do it. However, that being said, he kept it out. So when it comes to whether we're going to play games or not going to play games, it has nothing to do with the teams. It has everything to do with the league, their operations department, and the guidelines that they set forth by the medical staff.
Yeah, but okay, I understand that part. But there is a little bit of posturing that exists in some of these situations where, sure, it's, hey, I'm the NFL. I'll do what the hell I want to. Oh, really? All right. Well, we're going to call this a game of chicken because we're going to hold our breath until we get what we want. I feel like, because hearing those rumors, I kind of felt like that was true, that there was a bunch of players who were not happy with the way things were going and not, you know, demanding change, but putting that course in action.
You know, I can only speak I have great fondness for the Patriots, and my son works there, and I could tell you, he doesn't feel that way. I mean, he doesn't feel like there's anything going, that they're not doing everything possible to promote safety. And I think when you're talking about whether we're going to play games or we're not going to play games, that has nothing to do with the Patriots or the team they're playing. It has everything to do with the league telling you what they're going to do.
Mike, the other night, Tennessee, after everything that happened in their organization, we referred to it yesterday, that Vrabel kind of pulled one of those Bill Belichicks. It's us against the world, fellas. And it seemed to work because they blew out Buffalo. Does that tell us more about Tennessee, or should people be a little bit concerned about Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I think we saw Josh Allen revert back to the Josh Allen. You know, we're getting carried away with this MVP talk, and his accuracy certainly had improved. We talked about it last week. But when he played faster, and we had this conversation, and we said, if we got to see him play faster, when he's under pressure, how does he handle it? Does he revert? And he reverted back to the Josh Allen of 19. Now, they were missing, and I think this is really critical going on, they were missing four key players.
Yep.
They were missing guys that they needed to have. They were missing the two starting corners. We know Josh Norman's not a good player anymore. So they're missing their two starting corners, their starting middle linebacker, and one of their starting receivers, John Brown. And those four players really made a huge difference for what they did offensively and defensively. I think it was a bad game by Josh Allen. Do I think he'll bounce back? Yeah. I think you got to put pressure on Josh Allen. You got to do what I thought Tennessee did a really good job of, is don't give him a steady diet of just man-to-man. Don't give him a steady diet of just zone. Don't give him a steady diet of man zone blitzes. Give him a little bit of everything, and then make him have to react and play faster mentally and physically.
So it looks like, Mike, the Patriots kind of dodged a bullet, right? They're going to play the Broncos, but this time they're definitely going to have Cam, and it looks like they're going to have Gilmore. So is that all that they really need to beat this team, just like a full squad?
Well, the Broncos are going to have, I think they're going to have Philip Lindsay back, which is the first time they've had him back in 6 weeks, so that helps them. They're healthy, too. I don't know if Noah Fant's going to play. I mean, the one thing the Broncos have done a good job all season is they've played it close. They're very careful. They don't let you throw the ball over their head. They're disciplined. They don't have a great team. You know, their offensive line has had some injuries in it. And Juwan James didn't come in for the COVID thing, so they've had to move some moving parts around. But I don't know if Melvin Gordon's going to play, but typically they had run the ball. And I think you got to put pressure on Drew Lock. I think you got to make him play and make him make some plays. I think Judy, the receiver they drafted from Alabama, is a really talented player. He's been making plays for them. They haven't been able to get K.J. Hamler healthy with his hamstring on the field. Cortland Sutton, their best receiver, he's out for the year. Beverly's coming in filled. I think it's going to be a formidable challenge. I mean, you look at that number and say 10 points. To me, that seems like an awful lot of points to teams that seem somewhat similar.
All right, Mike, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Doc. Bye-bye.
Stuff. Thanks, Mike.
You got it. Mike Lombardi right there on the Harbor One hotline.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.